Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac. And it looks like it is just sidekick free here for the next few days. Sidekick chair empty. No Neil, no sweat. I'm not sweating at all. I'm worried about filling the next few minutes for the Almanac all by myself. But you know what? We do have virtual Neil, though. That's kind of a big deal, I think. Virtual Neil?
Huh?
I think he's here.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yes. Almanac. And we're playing Almanac Quiz for the big motocross. And this just isn't any motocross. This is the most competitive off-road motorcycling racing championship and competition in the entire world. That's right. Even the ones in Mongolia cannot compete with this one that's coming to U.S. Bank Stadium. The Monster Energy Supercross, Saturday, February 9th. Be listening for your chance to win at the end of the show. Monday, January 28th, 28th day of the year. 337 days left to go this year. 1807, London's Pall Mall. Wasn't that also a cigarette? I do believe so, but it started out in London as a mall, the Pall Mall. I believe where the first Gap ever was located, too. This is a good one. The English Gaps are much more exciting than the ones here in the United States. But the Pall Mall became the first street lit by gaslight. Gas lit the first ever street. And those days were easy. You know, if you were walking around just after dinner, you were on the Pall Mall and walking around, you had some kind of a gastrointestinal issue, you could always just blame it on the gaslights. 1807. 1887, there was a snowstorm in Fort Keogh, Montana. The world's largest snowflakes ever reported on this date, 1887. 15 inches wide. So it's like a pizza, like a large pizza. A snowflake the size of a large pizza. And I'm not making this up. This is actually recorded in history. 15 inches wide, 8 inches thick. So it's like a large Chicago-style pizza. I'm getting hungry for lunch. 1887, 1904. Now, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. The tradition of earning a letter in sports, in high school and in college, that began on this date, 1904, at the University of Chicago. The football team seniors were given blankets that had the letter C on them. Think about that now. Big, tough football players in high school or college. Yeah, here's a nice little Afghan throw for you. Here's your letter. You know, eventually, that became letter jackets. It's a little tougher, a little more tough, the letter jackets. But you know the guys that you don't mess with. You know, you get no leather jackets with the leather sleeves. You'd have your football and your baseball, and you'd have the little patches on there. Don't mess with the guys that had the two masks on there from drama. Those guys were tough on their letter jacket. They had the two little masks. I don't know what they're called. I'm not really into the theater, but you know, they had the two masks. That signified they were in theater and in drama club. Don't mess with them. You saw that on letter jacket, you got out of there in a hurry. 1956 on television this date.
He thinks tonight that he's going to make television history for you. We'd like you to meet him now. Elvis Presley, and here he is.
This is the first ever national TV appearance of Elvis Presley. This date.
Well, get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Was on the Dorsey Brothers show. That's Tommy Dorsey and Jimmy Dorsey. And they had Elvis Presley on there. This date, 1956. This is actual audio. First ever appearance on national TV. Elvis Presley, 1958. Legos were patented on this date. They patented the design of their Lego bricks. When the guys that did that in 1958, could they have had any idea what Legos would be now? And that was like, that's a European company, is it not? Is it Switzerland? It's something over there. And, but Legoland and all the Lego movies, just think about that. The Lego company, who didn't have Legos when they were young, if you were in that era, the Lego company patenting their Lego bricks. The Lego bricks from 1958 are still compatible with the bricks today. Not those big, huge ones for the small kids, but the actual regular size bricks are compatible from 58 to 2019. That's beautiful. Hey, we got a football team on this date, 1960, the Minnesota Vikings. I don't think they were named yet, but we would have been called just the Minnesota NFL franchise, or Minnesota NFL, or NFL Minnesota. They, I don't think, had picked Vikings at that point, because this was the date that the NFL first announced that Minnesota would be getting an NFL franchise. Max Winter was a big part of it, and other members of the community. There were big rumors that Minnesota was in line for an AFL, American Football League. We couldn't have had both of them, although Dallas did, apparently big enough to have two, and other markets were, but we certainly weren't, probably. So the NFL swooped in. They wanted Minneapolis-St. Paul, so they got in ahead of the American Football League. And I, from what I read, I think the Minnesota, Max Winter, that whole group, they were all ready to go to the AFL, and the NFL came in. And where would you rather be, AFL or NFL? And the Minnesota folks picked the National Football League. It's a good pick, too. Otherwise, we'd probably be in the AFC Central with Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Cincinnati. We probably would have stayed in among the AFC or AFL, then became the AFC for the most part. And there's been some crisscross back and forth. How about this TV theme? This is a good one.
TV theme time.
Yes, it is.
Starring Buddy Ebsen.
Barnaby Jones, Buddy Ebsen. Was he well into his 70s and he was still wrestling young drug dealers and perps and muggers? I remember the show. He always did it on the hood of a car. Barnaby Jones and the crossover events between Barnaby Jones and Cannon were outstanding. Barnaby Jones debuted this day, 1973. Henry Boucher, Detroit Red Wings. Of course, he's a Minnesotan. He's from War Road. He scored 6 seconds into a game versus Montreal. That set a record for the quickest goal. It was broken. Somebody scored 5 seconds in later in the 80s. But Henry Boucher, the Minnesotan, who would then be traded to the North Stars and then suffer a very serious eye injury in a game for the North Stars, and he was never able to play. He tried with the Fighting Saints and couldn't come back, and he is a character. He is always down there during the state tournament time. It's always great to talk to the great Henry Boucher. 1978, TV history was made.
Hello there. The Doobie Brothers room, please. And I'll speak with any Doobie who do be in.
Yeah, the Doobie Brothers appeared on What's Happening. It was a lesson for all of us youngsters about there. Bootlegging. You don't bootleg.
I be Roger Thomas. Which Doobie you be?
Even if your name is Rerun, you better not be bootlegging. So What's Happening, 1978, the Doobies. That was this date. Also 1978, at the request of a fan, the Nuge, the Motor City Madman, proved how mad he was, but this fan was obviously madder because the fan requested it. Ted Nugent then obliged as Ted Nugent autographed a man's arm with a Bowie knife. And I'm sure he had several to choose from, Ted Nugent. I'm sure he probably had several on his belt at that time. 1978, he autographed a man's arm using a knife in 78. In 85.
The money will really get to go where it's supposed to go. And it's got so much good energy behind it.
Amen.
And so many good, talented people lending their names to the whole idea.
Willie Nelson talking about that big yard sale he had to pay for his taxes. No, actually, he was talking about USA for Africa, We Are the World. It was recorded on this date. Waylon was there, and then he left. So you see him in the big group, but he never was part of the other video. Can't remember what that... I gotta look that up. Waylon's had issues and had issues with appearances in the past. Tom Snyder, he walked out or didn't show up. He was there and then left. We Are the World. He didn't like how things were going, and he headed out of there. But that's Waylon. He's an outlaw. So We Are the World, recorded on this date, 1985. 45 of the top recording artists are there. Never again, never before, and never again will there be that kind of talent. Paul Simon, Diana Ross, Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Kenny Rogers, Cyndi Lauper. Don't forget Cyndi Lauper. In the same room, in the same studio recording. That'll never happen again. 1986.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
It was a major malfunction. This was the date that Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 33 years ago, 72 seconds after liftoff.
The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us for the manner in which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them this morning as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God. Thank you.
NASA shut down the Challenger and the Space Shuttle program there for quite some time. as they fixed the issue, which turned out to be the rocket booster O-rings because of the cold weather. There was a failure in those O-rings. That was 1986. That flight also famous because first ever civilian in space, Krista McAuliffe, was a part of that flight. And 2016.
Now, toy maker Mattel is announcing that the normally blue-eyed blonde bombshell is changing her look. The company is adding tall, petite, and curvy body types to a new line of more ethnically diverse dolls. Maria Villarreal visited Mattel's headquarters for a story you're seeing first on CBS this morning.
Yeah, it was nice that CBS this morning would tell us that they are the first ones to report on the new Barbie. Yeah, they changed Barbie. Barbie got changed up on this date. Looking a little different there, Barbie. 2016, 3 years ago. It's birthday time.
A very dry martini. A very dry, arid, barren, desiccated, veritable dust bowl of a martini. I want a martini that can be declared a disaster area.
Alan Alda, Hawkeye Pierce, 83. How fitting is this? Last night at the SAG Awards, he was given a Lifetime Achievement Award. Alan Alda is 83 today. He is a Baryshnikov, and he can actually dance. Hey, you're no Baryshnikov. I've been told that many a times, even when I was doing the Hokey Pokey, which that was really demoralizing. Mikhail Baryshnikov, he defected here because we were in dire need. We had a dearth of good dancing here, as is shown on the show Dancing with the Stars. Baryshnikov, 71 today. Remember Barbie Benson?
She outgrew brass buckles on her shoes. By 12, she was filling.
She was one of those hee-haw honeys.
With a mind young.
Boy, that Roy Clark and Buck Owens. Knew how to pick them.
She could make a man do anything.
And she had a top five hit with that song, Brass Buckles, performing it on Hee-Haw. Barbie Benton is having a birthday today. She is, 69 today. Our rapper of the day, DJ Muggs, Cypress Hill. He, I believe, last time I checked, he was insane in the membrane, and he's 51.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. We're an innocent animal who's suffering right now. An animal who needs your help.
There's Sarah McLachlan.
Call the number on your screen.
I need to pull out the tissue every time that ad runs.
Monthly gift.
Shots of those animals in the cages, suffering animals, along with the Sarah McLachlan songs. She's 51 today. It's getting his roll on. Dante Culpepper, he could have had a long career if not for that serious knee injury he suffered. I think it wasn't against the Bengals in 04-05. Dante Culpepper is celebrating today. He's 42. A couple of boy band guys. Joey Fatone. I like him. He's not afraid to make fun of himself. He put some weight on, so he got a t-shirt. His name is Fatones, but he separated his name, so it said Fat One on his shirt. He's 42. And then from Backstreet Boys, you got Nick Carter, 39 today. We have one of the Hobbits, one of the Bagginses.
There is no going back. There are some things that time cannot mend.
He would be Frodo, Elijah Wood, who played Frodo in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, 38 today. And she's Alex. She's the smart one on Modern Family.
Alex has a cello lesson at 11 and junior congress at noon.
Doesn't she also have no boys at forever?
Don't you have an eating disorder you need to attend to?
Oh, snap. She's 21 today. Gone but not forgotten. He's the guy who said, Mr. Livingstone, I presume. What if David Livingstone would have said, no, he got the wrong guy. Henry Morgan Stanley. In fact, he's a sir. He's been knighted. Sir Henry Morton Stanley, 1841, gone but not forgotten today. Charles Nash, Nash Rambler. Nash Rambler, which I believe those were notorious for getting stuck in second gear, right? As, of course, illustrated in the song, Beep, 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 Beep. Charles Nash, 1864, on this date. The famous Birdman of Alcatraz, Robert Franklin Stroud, 1890.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Sergeant Schultz. Did he ever see or hear anything? We really don't know. He never admitted to it. Hogan's Heroes. Actor John Banner. 1910. Born on this date. He also died on his birthday. He died this date, 1973. And you know, Neil, he's just never ever been appreciative of the music of Mr. Acker Bilk.
Huh?
Haven't you ever listened to Mr. Acker Bilk?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
I guess. Mr. Acker Bilk, This date. This is Stranger on the Shore. 1829. Oh, and here's one that the staff initially forgot. 1910, this date. He was Alderman Fred C. Davis.
Oh, heavens. You're still my favorite family.
And you too, Alona.
And you too. It should have been Butrona or Wilhelmina. But Alderman Fred C. Davis, the man who played that role, Albert Reed Jr., born on this date, 1910. And let's do it now. They're all gone,
but not forgotten.
Yes. Here is your quiz for the motocross tickets. And again, if you can't pick them up, don't call. If you don't want to win them, don't call. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. I'd like to ask a question about Alderman Fred C. Davis's favorite Project Family, but I think we're going to go back to another show at that same time with pretty much an all-black cast. What's happening? This date, 1978, a rock group appeared on What's Happening. I mentioned it. Who was that rock group? What was that rock group that performed and made an appearance on What's Happening? This date, 1978, 763-450-0100. Do you want to go to see the Supercross? Got a four-pack tickets, Monster Energy Supercross, Saturday, February 9th at U.S. Bank Stadium. Not one of the small venues. This is in the big place, the big house, the People's Stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium. Four-pack, yours. Who appeared on What's Happening this date? 1978, 763-450-0100, and that's it.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul, Total Country, Bob FM.